thank you for joining me for part two of June's Man Spiritual Recovery newsletter. And the second part is going to start off by a quote by Paramahansa Yogananda, where he states, "One sincere person in meditation and prayer does more for the world than all the world leaders, humanitarians, and politicians combined." Wow, what a powerful statement. And it's backed up with science. The quote above has been scientifically proven. It too aligns with infinite correlation. A book I have shared with you in the past, Science of Being, Art of Living, by Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, points to it, and there is third-party research that has proven it. God-realized ones have used transcendental meditation in many religions before the Maharishi brought it to light here in the West and had the wording transcendental meditation copyrighted. Transcending meditation transcends this world and allows one to enter into the source of creation with the aid of a transcending sound vibration. This sound is not of one of bells, sounds of nature, focusing on breathing, positions of the body, etc., but one that aligns you with something that is not of this world. Scientific research done by TM, or the Transcendental Meditation Group, has been able to be documented the effect on meditators on the environment, thus making confident and verifiable claims that when 1% of the square root of the population participates in transcending meditation, it allows for profound silence, and all measurable social well-being indicators in society will rise. In other words, the environment becomes more coherent and more peaceful. This means that the environment promotes and sustains evolution. Consider the stories of saints and sages in the scriptures when they merely think the thought, and the other individual is healed. My spiritual director often tells the story of Mary, who was the contemplative, and Martha, who was the activist from the New Testament, where Jesus of Nazareth gives the perspective of the value of the inner life. This further points out that thoughts and activities that are based in silence are more potent than those thoughts and activities that are not supported by silence. And this is a quote from Luke. "Now, as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me.' But the Lord answered to her, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her.'" Luke 10:38 through 10:42. There is much to point out in this message. It all supports what the great saints and teachers of the East also point out. Something lies underneath activity, which is more important than the activity itself. One thing is communion with God. In the East, feet are referenced as his essence or his spirit or being in union with. And Mary sat silently and listened at Jesus' feet. She was at one with Jesus. Martha was distracted by her many tasks. She was out of balance. She was lost in the many without having first tamed the one. This does not mean Martha's tasks were inappropriate. Who was going to fix the meal for them? Jesus just pointed out that Martha was lost in the many things, the coming and goings of the world, the waves instead of the ocean, without first having attained the one. One of Jesus' primary teachings is seek first the kingdom of heaven within, our divine union, our silence, and then all things will be added unto you. As in TM, when we allow our foundation to be of transcendence, what we do in the world of activity is much more powerful. When we enliven our inner reality first, we naturally enliven our outer reality. We do this turning in through meditation, prayer, and contemplation. The saints and sages use a visualization of the wave on the ocean, communion with its source, the ocean. Our goal in life is to infuse others and life all around us with our own inner silence. This is what brings lasting change, peace, love, joy, and wisdom to all we encounter in the world. It might sound daunting at first, but that's just the mind, unable to understand the unlimited possibilities of divinity. The value of spirituality in the world today is needed, which is love itself, being one spirit, unity consciousness. This results in peace. Make time to be the peace you want to see in this world. And you can start by joining the weekly retreats, which only last 1 hour. And in the newsletter, you'll see the links to go ahead and find that out. That is through the, you can go to stillsilentretreats@gmail.com and address Judy Cache and ask her about it. Silentretreats@gmail.com and Judy Cache. Thank you very much. Enjoy your week.